This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church under the leadership of our very own Apostle Asia Francis. Jesus. She is also the overseer, praise God. A church where the fivefold ministry is alive and operating in the spirit and in truth. Amen. We are located at 323 Post Avenue, Westbury, New York, 11590. And our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Cornerstone Deliverance Church is a church where no one is a stranger. Glory to God. Come yes, looking Lord, for your miracle today, because I'm looking for mine. And I know yes, Jesus Lord, is here waiting on us. Amen. The scripture this morning, we're coming from Lamentations 3 and 21. This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. I'm sorry. Be that we are not consumed, because his compassion falleth not. Praise God.
Yes.
They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, yes, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man shall both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Glory Amen. To God. I thank God for the reading of the scripture, Lord God. And I just want to give a quick testimony. Glory to God. I text Apostle. I could barely turn over in the bed this morning. Glory to God. I'm just getting to the point that my body just don't want to do what I wanted to do, and I'm in a lot of pain, glory to God, and I can't take pain medication. Glory to God, to the name of Jesus. But after we talk, Lord God, I said, Lord, I'm going to be obedient, and I'm going to try to get up the best I can. And then I had to come all the way in my living room to find my phone. And I have it hooked up, glory to God, so it won't go out. But praise God, this morning it's still good to be obedient to those that have rule over you. It wasn't the way she said it. She just prayed for me, glory to God, like she normally do in the name of Jesus. But I thank God just for being present this morning, just for being here. I don't know what anybody else said or did, but I know I said I'm going to be obedient this morning. And I'm Hallelujah. Praying that God give me the hope and the strength to continue on in Jesus' name this morning. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me.
Amen.
I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus healed me. I'm so glad that Jesus healed me. I'm so glad and I'm so glad that Jesus healed me. I'm singing glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
glory, hallelujah. Jesus, heal me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. Anybody else glad this morning? Hallelujah. On my sick bed and couldn't get well. But God, hallelujah. I thank God for it this morning, beloved. Anybody else have that testimony that they so glad that Jesus lifted them? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, you got to be strong. Hallelujah. For God is with you. You got to be courageous. Hallelujah. For he is your strength and he is your might. Amen. Will there be another testimony this morning for the Lord?
Amen.
Oh, I can't stay on because my phone's no good.
Jesus.
Praise God. You got a testimony?
No, I can't stay on because my phone is no good.
Well, may God do it for you, praise God. May God do it for you in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you get all in the phone and in the service. We ask that you work a miracle, God, in the name of Jesus. All in the woman of God's life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for moving down on her behalf in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Will there be another testimony for the Lord this morning?
Giving honor to God this morning, who's head of my life. I just want to thank God for my pastor, Apostle Asia Francis. I thank God for Minister Harris, Mother Harris. I thank God for Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan. I thank God for Prophet Maggie. I thank God this morning for Prophetess William. I thank God for all the saints in their proper places. I just want to give God the honor this morning because I've been sitting on this testimony for a long, long time. But I think it's time now to tell it. It's just that I'm the type of person when God give me something to do, I have to be on time at all times. I know when I worked on my job for 20 years, and I have witness of this. I never was late a day in my life. 20 years. I give God all the glory because it wasn't nobody but him. I used to come in so early till they wind up giving me the key. They say, I love your spirit, and they wasn't even saved. But I just give God the glory because it was nobody but him. When God gives you something to do, be on time. That's who I am. And I give God the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Let us bless the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. For God was right on time. Hallelujah. He may not come when we want him, but he's prompt in the situation and the circumstance. Hallelujah, Jesus. I believe God is talking this morning. He said, I'm a prompt God. I'm an on time God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm a God that moves in decency. In order. Hallelujah, Jesus. You may talk for a little while, but after that, he said, I will strengthen you. I will establish you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that excellent spirit, my God. That excellent spirit that was upon Daniel is upon us. Praise God. We can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthens us. Amen. And through Jesus Christ, hallelujah. If we really want it, we can be on time. Praise God. I thank God for the gift of being prompt. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Move by your spirit in our heart, God. Move in our feet, God. Move in our mind, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad and I'm so glad that Jesus saved me. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus saved me. Hallelujah. 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 You ought to bless the Lord this morning. He's a soul saving God. He's a healing God. He's a miracle working God. He's the type of God that will open the eyes of those that can't see. He'll give legs and strength to the lame. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Anybody else glad that Jesus lifted them this morning?
Hallelujah.
Will there be another testimony for the Lord? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
It's
hallelujah.
In my heart, a melody of love divine.
All right, thank you, Jesus.
Because I am his, and I know he's mine. Somebody here, while I sing and shout,
hallelujah,
it's in my heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's in my heart.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Lord God, I know I did give a short testimony at the beginning, praise God, but as Pastor was talking to the person that was on the line, glory to God, and praying that song, I don't know all the words, but it is in my heart this morning. And it is a melody in my spirit, Lord God, to serve him and to do his will, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Not my will, but let
yes, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God be done in my life. Glory to God. In the name of my. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Because no man, glory to God, have any power over my body. Glory
thank
to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Because I know the man, and his name is Jesus. Glory
thank
to God.
Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, no matter what the medical reports say,
yes,
glory
Lord.
To God, even through the pain, glory to God,
thank
I'm
you,
going
Jesus.
To praise him. I'm going to keep on
yes,
moving
Lord
on, rolling
Jesus.
On like I've been doing these past few days, but Lord God, I thank him. Nobody but Jesus this morning in the name
nobody
of Jesus.
But Jesus. Yes,
like
Lord.
Ezekiel and Ezekiel that said, shall these dry bones live?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I didn't get a chance to flip to the scripture because sometimes I'll go and I'll read it because he put these bones in my body together.
Yes,
glory to God. Shall these dry bones live this morning when it comes to Cornerstone Deliverance Church? And the
hallelujah.
Word is glory to God that they shall live. And they will come on sin by sin, one by one, glory to God, to battle
hallelujah.
A good by the faith, glory to God, this morning. Ah, because it's nobody this morning. But Jesus, glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And
thank
I
you, Lord.
Do thank him. And in my heart, there's always going to be a melody for him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, down on the inside of me. On the inside, glory to
thank
God. Because he, only he have brought me this far. Amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that testimony. Amen.
Thank
that
you,
it
Lord.
Is in my heart. Amen. Beloved, God is ministering to our heart this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we would press past what it looked like, and if we would just declare the acceptable year of the Lord, if we would just speak his promise toward us, if we would just get it in our heart, praise God. Hallelujah. If we would just lay the foundation, God can work with that. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. As I was speaking to Minister Mother Harris this morning, praise God. Amen. God reminded me of the of those that there was the spies that went into Jericho. Praise
amen.
God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And some of them, amen, came back with a negative report.
Amen.
But the report of the Lord is a good report. When we know the reputation of our God, regardless of the situation situation and the circumstance. When we can stand flat-footed and immovable and believe God regardless, my God, of whatever that is going on. When we could choose God's promise over our feelings. When we could choose God's promise over the affliction. When we
could choose
God's promise, my God, hallelujah, over the voice of the enemy, my God. When we could just choose the promise of God, hallelujah. When we could just hold on to the favorable report, my God, my heart rejoiced this morning. Hallelujah. I woke up this morning ministering this morning. I woke up this morning and Brother Francis said that he didn't get no sleep all night. I woke up this morning and God still put a word in his heart. I said, man of God, what is the word this morning? He said, I don't have a word. I said, there's always a word from God. When we wrestle and don't sleep at night, there's a word from God to settle the situation. There's a word from God to renew our strength. The man of God said that the word is be strong. Hallelujah, Jesus. I said, how can you apply that word to your life? He said, I need to be strong in this situation. I need to be strong in these things that I'm going through. I need to be strong in God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, today I tell you, well, no matter what the situation is, I'm telling you like God told Joshua, my God, that word is anointed. He said, be strong and be courageous, for I am with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. So I've been ministering from the times that I opened up my eyes this morning. I went from ministering to ministering to ministering. I said, God, if you would just slow time just down for a little bit, just so I could get in this shower, God. If you would just do that for me, so that I could be prompt for my assignment. My God, hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, we can't be anxious for nothing, but we got to speak to God about everything, and the language for our communication is prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank God this morning. I thank God this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah. You ought to praise Him this morning. What is God doing in your life today that's making you turn aside? The Bible said that Moses saw the bush burning and that the bush was not being consumed. But in Moses turned aside to see the phenomenon. There are things that are happening in your life that God is using to get your attention. He wants you to turn aside. He wants you to see what it is. Oh, glory to God. Just so that He can invoke communication with you. That allowed God to speak to Moses. He had Moses' attention. The pain in your body. God may just want you to turn aside. Hallelujah, Jesus. The conflict. God wants you to turn aside. He want to communicate with you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Beloved, we must believe that God is working, and it is working together for our good. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. I don't care what it is. It's all good. Hallelujah.
Lord God.
Oh, korobosia. Kuriandere bosande. Hallelujah, Jesus. That word, God, put that song in my spirit this morning. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm going to sing that song all the way to glory. I'm going to sing all the anointing out of that song if it's possible for the anointing to leave it. Glory to God, because I know that He has lifted me. He's lifted me in every situation and circumstance. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to His name, God. God will put a song in your heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. And beloved, you got to sing your song. Hallelujah. You got to tell your testimony. Hallelujah. You got to speak of His goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, beloved, today I'm going to give you the word of the Lord this morning. Praise God. I believe that through prayer this morning, through praise, worship, and testimony, that God has prepared your heart to receive this word. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This word is living and active. This word is sharper than the double-edged sword. Amen. Praise God. This word is going to penetrate and separate the soul and the spirit, the bone and the marrow. This word is going to judge the very thoughts and the attitude of your heart. This word today is bringing about a shift, because that's what God said is his word. Amen. His word can work and nobody can stop it. Hallelujah. His word goes out and it accomplished what he sent it to do, and he's going to accomplish it in your heart today. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Everything is subject to this word. Amen. The devil is subject to the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. For he is still God of all. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Psalms 118. Amen, beloved. And I believe that if God allow, we're reading from verse 1, amen, to verse, amen, 17. Amen. Praise God. I believe that we're reading down to 18. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the word reads as this, Psalms 118, beloved. I want to give you a chance to get it. When you get it, just say amen. Amen. We go into the Psalms this morning. 118 is the chapter. Praise God. And we start in at verse 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, everything is ministry. Ministry does not stop. Praise God. You will find that God gave you your children that you may minister to them and strengthen them in the way of the Lord. Train them up, my God. He gives us assignments, amen, that we must finish, that we must complete. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God does this. Amen. He birthed us out for a purpose and for his plan. Amen. Praise God. God knew that you would obey him. Amen. He knew that you would turn aside at his word. Amen. Me praying with Mother Minister Harris this morning, God showed me that he knew that I would turn aside and stop what I was doing and call her when I received that text. God knew. He knew that I would just pray. He knew. He knew that I knew the power and the strength in his word. He knew, praise God. The woman of God didn't answer me, but she answered the greater call of God. She answered her Lord and Savior, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The word began to work in her heart. Beloved, you didn't show up this morning for Apostle Asia. You showed up because it is the command of the Lord to forsake not the assembly together with the saints. You showed up, praise God, for the Lord's provision for you, that he may bless you, that you may make it through the week. You showed up that you may hear the word of God. You showed up for when we gather, praise God, he is in the midst. For we are the church. Hallelujah. That is why you showed up. You showed up because God could trust you with somebody breakthrough. That's why you showed up this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, we testify for his glory. We live for his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We manifest for the glory of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. This thing is not about man. We're not trying to be man pleasers. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But there is a greater call. There is a greater assignment. Hallelujah. This is why we lay aside petty differences and we become, hallelujah, we become single-minded. We become with the same mind. And we do that for his glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the verse reads as this, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. That's the report of the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. No matter what you're going through, today you can say that his mercy endureth forever. You can cry mercy out of your affliction, and God is going to show up, and he's going to answer, for you are Israel, and his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the word of God answer every situation in your life. Praise God. If the enemy begin to speak to you, you begin to speak the word of the Lord. Just say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the report of the Lord speak for you. Let the word of God work. Let your word be seasoned with salt. Let may you speak as one of the learned, because his mercy, hallelujah, it endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord, he answered me and set me in a large place, praise God. When God answers you, he changes you. He changes your location. He picks you up. He dusts you off. He fixes you. Yes, he does. But the Bible says that he sets you in a large place. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. He takes you out of that prison that you was in, that prison of affliction, that prison of bondage, that prison of small thinking, and he begins to minister to you, and he sets you in a large place. Man don't do this, but I say God does this. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord is on my side.
Hallelujah.
I will not fear. Thank
you, Lord.
That's right. Respond to God. He's speaking to you. Jesus, hallelujah. What can man do unto me? Praise God. What can man do unto me? And you can broaden that. What can the enemy do unto me? Praise God. What can he do that my God can't fix? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. It is better, my God, or nation come pass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. It is in the name of Jesus, my God, that you will come up out of that affliction. It is in the name of Jesus that cancer will be destroyed. It is in the name of Jesus, my God, that your strength will be restored. It is in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This psalmist knows how to invoke the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said in verse 10 that all nations compassed me about. Everything, everybody was against him. Amen. But he said that it is in the name of the Lord that I will destroy them. I will win and be victorious in the name of the Lord. Verse 12 says, they compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of the thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. This is how you got to speak to the situation and the circumstance. You got to invoke Jesus Christ, for he is your hope of glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. Praise God. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. Praise God. It's not about how we feel. It's not about what we see. It's not about what's actually going on. For we know the report of the Lord and we rejoice. My God. We have hope. It is by faith that we obtain victory. It's not about what's going on, but it's about our faith in God. Hallelujah. His reputation to deliver. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And verse 17 says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over to death. Praise God. open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them and I will praise the Lord. Well, beloved, the gates of righteousness is open unto you always, for you have unlimited access to the throne of grace because your faith is in Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. But the word that I want to leave with you today is, praise God, from verse 17, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Earlier this week, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, as I was having breakfast, amen, with, amen, the man of God. Amen. Praise God. I honor him this morning. I honor my husband this morning. Praise God. I give God glory for him and the fellowship. Amen. Yes, praise God. The fellowship is personal with God. Anything that you have, any relationship that you have, that you don't keep Jesus in, it will die. Amen. Oh, praise God. For Jesus is the resurrection of the life. I don't care what it is. Amen. Praise God. If you invoke the name of Jesus like this psalmist, it will live. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you got to be sure that you want it to live. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And so as we was having this breakfast fellowship, praise God, I went into the bathroom and I smelled a strange scent. Amen. And when I smelt the scent, I discerned that the spirit of death was present. Amen. And immediately I began to pray. Amen. So now Brother Francis didn't know that I smelt that scent. I said, what is that? I said, that's death. And I began to pray. I begin to bind the spirit of death. I come up against it. You cannot live here. You cannot abide in this place. You must go and walk in dry places. I command you by the authority and the anointing and the unction of the Holy Ghost that lives in me. Amen. Praise God. I begin to take authority over the atmosphere. I begin to declare, my God, that we shall live and not die and declare the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. That we shall rejoice in declaring God's glory. But and then the Holy Spirit began to minister unto me. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God began to speak this scripture. Amen. In John 10, verse 10. The thief comes only to kill, only to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. So he was letting me know that the thief is amongst me, praise God. And the thief is on assignment. And the thief come to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. And spiritual things are spiritually discerned. Amen. Praise God. So the Holy Ghost began to kick in. And the Holy Ghost began to work. Amen. And God let me to know, amen, that my finances shall live and not die, and that they shall speak and declare his glory, that our health shall live and not die, and that it shall speak, and that it shall declare the glory of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That our children shall live and not die, and that when it speaks, that it will declare the glory of God, and that we shall live and not die, and that when we speak, we will speak words of life, we will speak words of living, we will speak words of refreshing, and that we, when we speak this way, that we declare the glory of God, but when we speak this circumstance, in the situation, the affliction, and the pain, my God, hallelujah, Jesus, beloved, we got to learn how to speak the right thing, my God, hallelujah, glory God, we got to be able to discern the situation, and the circumstance, you got to know the spirit that is at work. You got to know what is moving in the atmosphere. You got to know for God. For God did not leave us ignorant, for we know the onslaughts and the attacks of the enemy. My God, hallelujah, he has given us the wisdom and knowledge. He's given us the spirit of discernment. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, don't say you don't know what it is, but seek God until he reveal what it is. Praise God, whatever's going on in your life, for if you be in Christ, there is no lack in Christ. So, beloved, hallelujah, you got to raise up in the spirit. Raise up in prayer. Raise up in the faith of God's promises. Come on up. For if these things are going on in your life, that means that you're too low. Raise up and rejoice. Raise up until he give you a new song. Come on up in the spirit. Begin to step out on faith and rejoice in the Lord. Because God is telling you, don't get mad at the enemy. Because you know that the enemy is on assignment. And God revealed the assignment of the enemy. He said, the thief cometh. Hallelujah, Jesus, to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I came that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. That this is why Jesus came. That this is why he was crucified. This is why he went as a lamb willingly unto the slaughter. He had you in mind. He had this circumstance. He had this illness. He had this poverty. That you are dealing with in mind. Hallelujah, Jesus. He had you in mind when he went to the cross. He had you in mind when he was crucified. He had you in mind when he died. He had you in mind when they put him in the tomb. He had you in mind when he went down to Sheol and he preached there. And he preached so good that the dead in Christ was seen in the land, walking the earth. The Bible says that the captives were set free, that the gates of hell was opened, and Jesus came up with all power. He had you in mind when he resurrected himself. He had you in mind when he sprinkled that blood, his crucified blood, on the mercy seat, not in the temple or the holy place that was made by the hands of man, but up there in the third heavens is the blood of Jesus sprinkled. Is it speaking on your behalf today? I said he had you in mind. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Invoke life, karandere bosia. And those things, it seems like they're dying. Praise God. Don't believe the mirage, beloved. Don't believe the smokescreen. For the devil is a liar. And he's on assignment. And he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Nothing that he touches can he give life to. Praise God. There's not a promise, my God, that he give that he's going to keep without stealing and killing and destroying. Praise God, because that's his assignment. Praise God. But he says that I come, Jesus have come. Jesus that liveth in your heart, he's present, that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Abundant life is your portion. So I declare and decree over you today, regardless of what it is that you may be going through, regardless of the manifestation, whatever has been made plain from the kingdom of darkness, amen, from that world system, amen, praise God, whatever the lack may be, I declare and decree that you shall live, that you shall not be in lack. I declare and decree that you shall have life and have it more abundantly, for that is the reason that Jesus lives in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank
receive
you,
it. Karanderebosata. Kobosia. I knew that I wasn't going to be long this morning, but I knew that God was going to be strong. Ikarandere bosia. It's tight and it's right. And ain't nobody mad but the devil. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't care what happens throughout the week and the rest of your life. You can open up your mouth and declare in the midst of it all that his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah, Jesus. When the enemy come up against you on that job, you can invoke your Lord and Savior. You can say his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. When they come in and compass all about you, you can call on the name of the Lord out of your distress, and he shall deliver you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Korobosia, This psalmist speaks as if this psalmist was under siege. Hallelujah, Jesus. Kaba Sunday, but he had the right formula. It said, let Israel say, hallelujah, let Israel say, New Jerusalem, yes. Will you cry that the mercy of the Lord endureth forever? When you begin to speak that, hallelujah, it is not until you, when you really believe it, my God, that you begin to rejoice. Sometimes you got to say it until it sinks into your heart. Sometimes you got to speak it until it shifts your circle. Sometimes you got to say it until it backs the enemy up. I don't care what you say. I know your assignment to kill, steal, and destroy. But the mercy of the Lord endureth forever. Jesus came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah, Jesus. I was at a gas station, and this woman, she was out of her mind holding conversation. Hallelujah, with something and somebody that I could not see, praise God, hallelujah, and that's how I feel today. I believe God was showing me something. She looked like she was out of her mind to you, but she could have been standing her ground. She could have been fighting for her life. She could have been speaking to the devil of her mind, body and soul, the enemy that's trying to take her mind. She could have been holding on with all that she had. Hallelujah, Jesus. Believing that his mercy endureth forever. Beloved, rise up in the power of your might, for Christ is your hope of glory. Rise up in him. Believe the promise of the Lord. Invoke the promise of the Lord. Use the kingdom resources. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, use them, my God. God gave you authority. He gave you might. He gave you the name of Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. Remember this psalmist. Hallelujah. Karandorobosia. Kabasandere kebe. Kuriandere bosanda. Remember the principle that he has set in place. It works. Jesus works. He works. He works. Sometimes you have to call on him till your shift comes. You have to say his mercy endureth forever till something change. Hallelujah. You got to push. You got to pray until something happens and not grow weary. Hallelujah. You got to be dogmatic in this thing. Hallelujah. Karandorobosia. Kabasando. Beloved, don't give in to the lack. Don't give in to the poverty. Karandorobosia. Kabasande. Hallelujah, Jesus. For Jesus, he is your deliverer. Kabasia. Koro, I'm talking about that name that is above every other name. So I don't care what you call the situation and the circumstance. I don't care what name you give it, Kabasande. It's something about the reputation of the name of Jesus. It's something about that name. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning for working in the hearts of your people. Do it in their heart this morning. Fix it in their heart, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Syncopate them to your purpose and your plan, God. Syncopate us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Work mightily in our lives, in our families, in our relationships, in our businesses, in our jobs, in our hearts, in our minds, God. Do it for us, God. Hallelujah. Bring everything. We bring everything under the subjection of the Holy Ghost this morning. Hallelujah. We stand in. Hallelujah. I don't care. I sang that same song. Hallelujah. I'm so glad Jesus lifted. I just want to sing that which dropped in from eternity into time. I want to sing that which is filled with the glory and the power of God. I want to sing the song that was made life for me today. I don't care if it sings like the same old song. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, but it has power. Hallelujah, Jesus. Kabasando. Speak it until you get all the power out of it, all of the anointing, until your season shift. Speak it until something changed. That his mercy endureth forever. I shall live and not die and declare his glory. My children shall live and not die and declare the glory of God. My finance shall live and not die and declare his glory. When it speaks, when it speaks, when it speaks, when it speaks, when he speaks. Kababasia, korobosia. Hallelujah, Jesus. Receive the blessing of the Lord. That blessing maketh rich and it addeth no sorrow. Receive it, beloved. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Come on and rejoice. Give God praise. Give him praise for your blessing
this
morning. Give him praise for your shifting season this morning. Come on and bless God this morning. Bless him in your temple. For your body is the temple of the true and living God. Bless him in your temple. Praise God. Your neck may not like it, but that's your temple. That's your body. You get to bless him. Bless God. Bless him. Get crazy for him in your temple. Bless him until something change. Bless him until it happens for you. Hallelujah. Karanderebo sanda.
Thank you, Lord.
Korobosia.
Thank you.
Kabasandere kerebo siando. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to bless him anyhow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Victory is yours. Kabababasande. Victory. Karandorobosia. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
This thing is not about what man is doing. This thing is about what God is doing. And you have to be able to discern what God is doing. And God is spirit. And it takes a spirit. We got to discern what God is doing by the spirit. Hallelujah. Things that are spiritually discerned. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Spiritually discerned. Stop speaking out of your feelings in your flesh. Speak out of your spirit. Speak out of the spirit of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Korobo santa. Kebese kerebosia. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. The services are set forth that God can restore, renew, and refresh you. When we gather, he has exactly what we need. Kabasande. If just one word from the Lord, one word, one word, one word will shift your circumstance, one word will restore, one word will shift your season, hallelujah, one word will turn it around, one word, hallelujah. God can do it a moment's time, but we couldn't do it in a lifetime, so just say, Lord, do it, fix it for me. Thank you, Jesus, for fixing it for me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While the word is fresh in you, while you have the unction to function, while your faith is full, praise God, we want to open the door that you may give unto God now. Hallelujah, that you may obey him. You have the unction to function. Amen. Cash App, $CSDC12. Zelle, CornerstoneDeliveranceChurch@gmail.com. PayPal, CornerstoneDeliveranceChurch@gmail.com. Amen. Through the website, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. There's a giving icon on every page. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let God fix it for you. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Rejoice as you are given. Give cheerfully. Give bountifully. According to how his word has blessed you today. Amen. Just give. Hallelujah. Give it for his glory and give it by faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. Through the cash, through the church app, you can give. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. If you want to send a check, amen, praise God, or money order, amen, endorse it to Cornerstone Deliverance Church and send it to P.O. Box 1143, Edenton, North Carolina, 27932. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we ask that you bless the givers, O God, according to how you have written it in your word. We ask that your provision be upon them, that the rebuke of the Lord be upon the devourer. Devourer that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. The Lord thy God rebuke you. It is the hand of God that binds you, and it is the blood of Jesus that is working against you this morning. Loose your hold in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that you shall know no lack, that your seed time and harvest will not cease. In the name of Jesus, receive the provision of the Lord. For every offering giver, the windows of heaven is open, pouring out a blessing that you have no room to store up. That God is blessing you today, that you may be a blessing unto someone else. He even blesses you in word, that you may be a blessing. Amen. In revelation, that you may be a blessing. Amen. In joy. Amen. Hallelujah. That you may impart that joy in someone else. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He blesses you in glory. Amen. Even in Holy Ghost fire, that someone else may catch on fire. Amen. See the provision of the Lord in your life. Know what it is that he has blessed you with and what it is that you have to give. What it is that God has given you to offer. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for it now and every seed that's on assignment. Lord, we thank you for accomplishing it for your people in the name of Jesus. Every first fruits, oh God, we thank you for sanctifying and hallowing all the rest. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, we thank you. We give the offering unto you that it may be a sweet flavor unto your nostrils, oh God. We ask that you bless it, that you multiply it, oh God, exponentially, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the increase on what has been given in Jesus' name, even as you have received it and blessed it, even as you have blessed, hallelujah, the two loaves, the hallelujah, the five loaves and the two fish, oh God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, would you bless it and multiply. We thank you for the multiplication of it now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And it is so. And it is so. And it is so. Hallelujah. And it is so. Hallelujah. He's blessing you and he's multiplying you. And it is so in Jesus' name. For whoever God bless, he multiplies. Hallelujah. And it is so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Receive it with gladness this morning. Receive it, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God's name. I'm going to now release the line to Mother Minister Harris. Amen. And she will do the altar call. Amen. And after the altar call, amen, Mother Evangelist Mother Marie Roberts will close us out in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. We're praising God this morning. Lord, the word went forth with power and anointing. Glory to God.
Yes,
and if you're on the line this morning, backsliders, those that have never received Christ in their life, you have an opportunity now to lift up holy hands, glory to God, and open up your mind, heart, and spirit unto him. Right now in the name of Jesus, by your blood, Lord, my. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, if you just believe that he came, he walked this earth, glory to God, and went back to glory, hallelujah, and
thank you, Jesus.
Went into the utter hell, glory to God, and took the keys to the kingdom of God. But he opened it up for you and for me. Is there one this morning, glory to God? In the name of Jesus, is there one?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for those that came together, Lord God, this morning, right now, in the name of Jesus. Glory to the name. Hallelujah. You know the need. Meet it this morning, Lord God, for the saints of God, for those that are on the line that desire, Lord God, deep in their heart, Lord God, to serve you. And we cannot do that without you and without your Holy Spirit. We thank you and we praise you right now in the name of Jesus, by your blood, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
I want to do it a little different today because Mother Harris, she was talking about the bones. And I was studying that in Sunday school. When
Amen.
I was doing my Sunday school lesson, so I just want to read this scripture from 37 to 37, Ezekiel 37:1-14, real quick.
Amen.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set
yes.
me down in the midst
mama,
of the valley,
mama.
Which was full of bones, and caused
yes.
me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley,
yeah.
and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered,
mm-hmm.
O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me. Prophesy unto thee bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God, unto thee bones, behold, I will call breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinew upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I commanded, and I prophesied there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bones to his bones. And when I beheld to the sinew, and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above. Amen. But there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe unto these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came unto them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they said, our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our part.
Amen.
For our part. Therefore, prophesy and say unto them, thus said the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your grave and cause you to come out of your grave and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, and that I am the Lord when I have opened your grave, O people, O my people, and brought you up out of your grave, and thou shalt put the spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it.
Amen.
And perform it, says the Lord. I just want to thank God for the word.
Amen.
This morning, because
Amen.
Anybody
Amen.
That's like a prop, Mother Minister Harris, she was talking about the bone, and I was so excited when she was talking about it, because I know I just studied that. You know, if
Amen.
He could tell the bones in the grave, I'm
Amen.
Not preaching, Pastor, Apostle, I'm not preaching. If he tells the bones in the grave to come alive, cause what do you think he'll do for us?
Amen.
We don't
Amen.
Have to worry.
Amen.
We don't have to worry.
That's right.
And I just thank God for his word on today from Apostle Francis. No weapon formed against us going to prosper. Not saying it's not going to form, but
Amen.
It's not going to prosper. And
you
I just want to thank
what?
God for his word on today. In Jesus'
Jesus.
Name, agape love. Amen.
Agape love.
Amen. Praise God. Go in peace and serve the Lord, beloved. Take that as
Amen.
Your prayer. Amen. Agape
Amen.
Love.
Agape love.
Agape love. Agape love.